In previous webinars, we've had a look at the subject of segmentation, segmenting your existing clients and getting ready to communicate to different segments of your target market. And what we discovered, or what I've suggested, is that most advisors, most professionals in general, get segmentation wrong. They create very simplistic segments and hope that clients get attracted by those segments so that they can deal with them with the clients easily. What we've realized is that successful entrepreneurs don't do that. They tend to look at the attitudes, the psychography, the emotional makeup, the problems, needs, desires and wants of the individual client type, and then segment their services to meet the different psychography and emotional makeup of those client types. And we looked at the 30-year span between before retirement and after retirement and realized that there are at least five different categories of attitudes there amongst the people in that age group. To take that a step further, we're going to focus on the singular group that we looked at in a previous webinar, that group which is actually at retirement, and just see how different they are. That's all we're going to do today. So the at retirement market. Many of you listening to this are likely to be dealing with the at retirement market. Perhaps you are. And if you are, what you can't afford to do is assume that that market thinks consistently across the demography of the target market. It won't work like that. There are different demographical and psychographical makeup aspects that you need to recognize, and you need to address them in the way you communicate to them. So let's have a look at the six different at-retirement markets that have been identified in a recent report. Have a look at them here. The continuers, the adventurers, the searchers, the easy gliders, the involved spectators, the retreaters. These are views, or these are types of people during that first year or so just after retirement. I wonder what those titles mean. I wonder why the researchers and the report creators use those titles to describe the attitudes, the psychographical and emotional makeup of those individuals. Well, what I want to do today is for you to download what we've created for you, the PDF we've created for you below this video. And we've set aside some boxes for you to write in on the right-hand side of the download page. I want you to download that, print it off, and spend a few minutes looking at each of these six types of individual at retirement, and write down in the white boxes to the right what you think those titles mean. What do you think that's describing? How do you think those people are different in their attitudes towards their own retirement? I suggest that you stop the video now and download that and print off that page. Welcome back. I wonder what you wrote in the right-hand side of the page to describe the six different types of individuals at retirement. You know, whatever you wrote on this side isn't critical that it's accurate in relationship to its descriptive title. What you think the words mean might be somewhat different to what I think they mean, but let me give you a couple of examples in the way that I think they're being described. I think, for example, a continuer is somebody, let's say, who's, I don't know, 63, 64, maybe 65, and feels that they don't want their life to change an awful lot. They like the work that they're doing. They may be engaged in work which is incredibly fulfilling. Perhaps all they want to do is to wind down a little and allow themselves a little bit more balance time to also relax. And so they broadly continue the kind of life that they've been leading in recent years, and might do so for another 5, perhaps even 10 years. Adventurers, on the other hand, probably have a number of clear ideas about what they want to do with their life in the next 5 years while they physically are still able to. They have adventures in mind, things that they've dreamed about for ages, and they want to fulfill those adventures as soon as they can, before their bodies begin to get more frail. A searcher, and I'm really giving you my own views here, a searcher might be someone who, you know, isn't that clear about whether they want to continue or don't have any specific adventures in mind, but just feel that life should be different now, and are searching for meaning, purpose, things to do, and are doing so somewhat in anxiety. They know that they don't want to do as they've been doing in the last 5 to 10 years, just not quite sure what it is they could be doing and should be doing to make their life enjoyable, full of excitement, maybe full of adventure, just that they feel fulfilled and at peace with their own life. And so we could go on with these descriptions right down to retreaters. Let's just take retreaters as our final example. In my view, a retreater is somebody who has backed off from life in general. They feel that they're disappointed. They feel that what they anticipated hasn't come true. And so they're beginning to withdraw from active life in general. They don't go out an awful lot. They don't mix with different social groups. They tend to stay with the people that they're comfortable with. And maybe that's a small group of friends or family. They just don't want to expand their life or have any new things happen to them or reach out for new things to do, act on, to feel about. They don't want to live anything new. They just want to lock themselves away in their little habits and continue until death. They've almost retreated from being adventurous in spirit, from getting involved in the wonder of life itself. Retreaters. Now, again, maybe you saw retreaters differently, but you know, that really doesn't matter. What does matter is that you and I recognize that this single group, seemingly with simple and similar requirements, or the same requirement because they're at retirement, and we have a series of services to offer people at retirement, and we're going to treat them all the same because they are at retirement. And how different can an at-retirement group get? Well, here's the answer to that. The group of at-retirement human beings can be vastly different. How could you treat an adventurer in the way that you treat or offer services to a retreater? It just won't work, will it? They can't hear you. They won't want to be part of what you're doing. They won't want to work with you. They feel differently about what you might be talking about. They won't see life in the same perspective or paradigm as you. You'll just be talking a foreign language to them, and they'll switch off, and they won't be part of what you have to offer. So you're going to lose out before you even get to sit down and develop a relationship with them. It won't happen, and if it does, it will fall apart. So on this single group of people, the group of people at retirement, we've realized by looking at this graphic that you need to be very clear as to who you're talking to, what you think their problems, aspirations and needs are, what you think they want out of life, and whether your services are at all relevant to those feelings and those opinions, those attitudes and views. If they're not, you won't attract them, they won't come to you, they won't deal with you, they certainly won't pay you much money for the services that you're offering relative to their lives. Get this right, however, and both existing clients and prospective future clients will come to you, will want to develop a deep relationship, and will pay you highly for helping them meet the things that they feel and think strongly about. That's what's so important about looking at this exercise. And that's how to get your segmentation right and attractive and powerful and profitable.